This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Sudan on Friday became the latest Arab nation to agree to recognize Israel in a diplomatic triumph for U.S. President Donald Trump. The United Arab Emirates and Bahrain signed an accord at the White House last month to normalize relations with Israel, but Sudan carries added symbolism as an Arab nation that has been at war with Israel. Speaking to reporters, President Trump says he thinks Iran will be part of the deal someday.
I could see Iran. Ultimately, it sounds right now, it doesn't sound like something that would happen, but I see it happening. Ultimately, they'll all be one unified family. It'll be an amazing thing.
The announcement makes Sudan the fifth Arab country to forge diplomatic relations with the Jewish state. Donald Trump launched an intense last-ditch re-election push Friday in Florida, insisting that COVID-19 is disappearing, while frontrunner Joe Biden hammered his message that the president had abdicated responsibility for a pandemic that is actually surging.
COVID-19 dwarfs anything we've faced in recent history, and it isn't showing any signs of slowing down. The virus is surging in almost every state. We passed 4.8 million cases.
But the president told a large crowd that Biden is just trying to scare people.
All he talks about is COVID, 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 because they want to scare people. And we've done so well with it. Now it's 99.8%. I mean, you look at what's going on. And we're rounding the turn. We're rounding the corner. We're rounding the corner beautifully.
With 50 million people having already cast early ballots, Biden has a firm lead in national polls, as well as in most of the battleground states, like Florida, that typically decide the winner of the U.S. presidential election. For more news, go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.